Welcome to The Buzz, where we talk about anything bee related. A third generation Texas farmer was killed yesterday by a bee attack after he disturbed an enormous hive. His name is Rogerio Zuniga. He was on a tractor in Lozano, Texas on Sunday when he hit an 18-inch diameter pipe, enraging the bees inside. Apparently these were Africanized bees. The bees swarmed from the abandoned irrigation pipe and killed him, an official told ABC News today. He jumped off his tractor and ran about 100 yards away from the swarm before he collapsed into the field, said San Benito Fire Department Chief Raul, who is Rogerio's cousin. Rogerio's family noticed the tractor was abandoned in the field, and that's how they discovered his body, which was covered in bees, Raul said. He had gaping wounds. The bees shredded him, basically. It was horrible, Rogerio's sister Lisa Zuniga told CBS affiliate KGBT. The fire department found 15 to 20 feet of honeycomb inside the pipe that Rogerio hit. There must have been at least 1 million bees inside those pipes. We got help from the county and an exterminator, but we broke the concrete pipe to get into it. The thing was just filled with bees, Raul said. They were extremely aggressive, too. One of the guys on my team got stung through his veil. The process took about 4 hours to clean up. Crews continued to be swarmed by bees. The exterminator noticed the bees swarming toward another location, just around where Rogerio's mother lives, and found more honeycomb inside four tires. In our area, bees have always been a problem, but not to this extent, Raul said. I was told the weather has been causing them to swarm, and that most colonies are infected with Africanized bees that seem to be more aggressive. See, what people don't understand is that Africanized bees, the difference between Africanized bees and a typical honeybee is that a typical honeybee colony will send two or three bees to defend its hive. An Africanized bee colony will send 2,000 or 3,000. So most people are not aware of that fact. They believe as long as you don't disturb the hive that you're safe. Actually, you're not. You don't know when or what will cause the hive's disturbance. You could be next to a hive, not even disturbing it. The bees may see that if you're within 100-foot range of the hive. They may see that as an offensive attack, and they will defend their hive in a deadly and express themselves with a deadly force. And that's a very dangerous situation. So understand that most bees are just are very docile usually. So most people are not aware of this fact. They think, oh, as long as you stay away from it, that there's no problem. But in reality, the Africanized bees are here. They've reached already Florida and Texas, and they have reached South Carolina, California as well. So people have to be informed and they have to be educated on Africanized bees.